Hello and welcome to another section, or rather episode, of the Soccer Nonsense Quiz. As usual, we are joined by our champion and our contender. Our champion in the blue corner, aided last week by our special guest, Vijay, it's Karan.
What's up, guys? Two-time reigning champion, by the way.
Fluke, and I'm three-time FIA.
No, it's 3-3, if you remember.
And, of course, in the red corner, it's Vishal coming back to try and rest his championship back from Karan. To make things a little more exciting, today there are two rounds where the questions are up for grabs, which means when we ask you the question, if you know the answer, you can go ahead and grab and answer the question immediately rather than have to wait for your turn. So this makes things a little more exciting. But we begin, as usual, with the round which is named after the formation that Louis van Gaal finally had to go back to get a goal yesterday night.
4-4-2. And Fellaini had to score with all the talent.
All right. So, super sub Maureen Fellaini. All right, so we begin here with 4-4-2. This time, slightly tougher questions here, but I'll try and give you as many hints as I can. Ballon d'Or was all over the news, so let's talk about the Ballon d'Or. And the biggest news was Manuel Neuer being nominated as one of the top three finalists. This will begin with Vishal because he's the contender. So what we are looking for are the four names of goalkeepers who have otherwise been nominated or have won the Ballon d'Or. So we begin with Vishal,
Buffon.
Of course.
Buffon.
Gianluigi Buffon, yes.
Oh, okay.
That was 2006.
Goalkeepers of mine. Oliver Kahn.
Oliver Kahn, yes. So 1 point to Karan on that one.
Iker Casillas.
So Gianluigi Buffon, Oliver Kahn, go back to Vishal.
Iker Casillas.
Iker Casillas was not one of them who made it to the top three. There is another goalkeeper, and now we're really going back in time.
Okay.
So we are talking about more legendary goalkeepers.
Dino Zoff.
Dino Zoff was one of them. That's a good answer from Karan.
Libyashi.
What was he there at that time?
He actually did win one, so we'll give Vishal that point. Although that other name we have left out, because we got the four names, is Ivo Victor.
No way I was getting that.
No way we're really going there. But these were the goalkeepers who kind of did get nominated for Ballon d'Or. All right, we go to the next set of four answers, and this time we begin with Karan. That was 2-2 in the first round. These are English players or players playing for English clubs who won the Ballon d'Or in any of the formats, which is the pre-2009 format as well as post. And we are talking about English players. So, for example, Ronaldo in 2008, while playing for Manchester United, would not technically qualify. So, there are five of them. One of them was Dennis Law in 1958 for Manchester United. The other four are actually big-name English legends. So, I think you should be able to get them. Begin with Karan.
Michael Owen.
Michael Owen, yes, 2001.
Gary Lineker.
Gary Lineker won the Ballon d'Or. So we now have to go back in time.
Okay. Paul Gascoigne?
No, not Paul Gascoigne. We have to go further in time. Bobby Moore, no.
Oh, further back in time. Okay. Let's think.
We are about there now.
Now we really have to think now. Bobby Charlton?
Bobby Charlton, yes. 1966, Manchester United.
George Best? UK, I was thinking.
George Best, yes.
Yes.
George Best is the right answer. 1968.
So how many do we have? One more, right?
We have one more. Michael Owen. And
Again, back in time.
That was somebody who's way back in time. Even before Dennis Law in 1958.
Whoa.
This was in 1956.
Oh.
And
1956.
He has been knighted as well, but so have...
So do we get half a point for that?
I get it.
So
basically, you get knighted. Okay, I don't know if this guy actually is by any chance. I know he was a manager, but I don't know if he was good enough as a player. So Alf Ramsey.
Sir Alf Ramsey, not a bad guess, but not.
How about John Charles?
Running out of legends here.
John Charles.
No, John Charles. I'll probably give you the answer. It's Sir Stanley Matthews.
Oh my God.
No way I was getting that.
Well, I mean, I know the name, but I didn't know he was that good.
He was. He used to be called a dribbler on half pence, I think, because he could dribble in such a short, or what car ads would say, short turning radius. So we go to the final question here. This is a question where you can grab both answers together. We go to Vishal for that. If you know both answers, you can give me both answers. Jerome Champagne is one of the people running against Sepp Blatter this time, possibly running against Sepp Blatter this time for FIFA presidency.
Yeah.
The other two high-profile candidates.
We discussed this.
I remember one of the names.
This is two. Vishal, you can get 2 points and get one
Prince
point ahead of him.
Ali.
Prince Ali of Jordan, yes.
And Gascoigne.
Should I give the answer?
Ginola is
right. Ginola is the right answer. Just about in time. Vishal gets two points. So put another one up there. It's 5-4 at the end of that round. The only answer that you did not get was the Stanley Matthews answer. So good work, gentlemen. We go to the second round, which is a round of general questions. And from now on, all the questions are open to be grabbed. Because we just have two rounds and we're just going to throw all the questions open to both of you. So anybody who shouts the answer first, and it's my discretion, we decide whether you got that or not. In 2010, the FA Cup final, Kevin Prince-Boateng missed a penalty in regulation time for Portsmouth.
Yep.
They were playing Chelsea, and this was the first time in a FA Cup final that two penalties were missed in regulation time for the first time in a final.
Yep.
Who was the one who missed for Chelsea?
Lampard.
Frank Lampard is the right answer.
Good.
Vishal gets one more point. That was a good answer. Frank Lampard has been in the news for his stint at Man City. And meanwhile, there's a very angry set of New York fans waiting out there.
And Jose Mourinho.
To show up. Yeah. And of course, a very angry Jose Mourinho. But that's generally his default setting.
Yeah.
Okay, we go to the next question. Okay. The Lazio president, Claudio Lotito, was talking about what when he said it would have made sense after the game, not during it. Lazio president talking about something that just happened this week.
Oh.
So he said it would have made sense after the game, but not during it. The selfie by Francesco Totti. Another good answer from Vishal. So as you know, after scoring the second goal, Totti went ahead and took a selfie with a fan, possibly uploaded it to his Instagram account, and the rest of the players stopped playing because they wanted to leave nasty comments below. Because that's what you do, right, on social media. So you can understand why the Lazio president was less than pleased.
My house is better than yours.
All right. Next question. This comes from the Spanish league, and the legendary manager David Moyes is up to stuff again.
Right.
So, according to the BBC, after being ejected from the game against Villarreal,
he went and shared chips with the fan, which he got fined.
Absolutely right, Vishal is on a roll in this. So, this is a Copa del Rey round of 16 game.
Only in Spain.
And he got ejected, so he climbed over to the fence, went and sat with a fan, and had crisps with him, because that's exactly what you do when you're British. If you get rejected from the team, climb into the fans and have crisps. Okay, so he had chips or crisps, and yes, it was the BBC report, so it said crisps. Otherwise, it would have said chips. Karan, you have a lot of catching up to do. You have to probably ace the anagram round at this rate to really catch up with Vishal, because he's now at 8 points to your 4.
9.
It's 8.
Okay, my counting is bad, sorry. It's okay.
Okay, here comes the next question. Diego Simeone was talking about Fernando Torres when he said He left Atletico Madrid, matured, and is now blank.
Come back a man.
Is the right answer. Good answer from Karan. And is now a man, which in footballing terms sounds okay, but without the context, it kind of makes you question what Torres was up to in Liverpool and the other places that he went.
Scoring
to.
Goals.
Scoring. Goals. Exactly. Okay. Karan gets a point, cuts the lead down to 3. And feeling a little like Chelsea against Tottenham at the start of the year. Let's see if we
I
have.
I never thought I'd be compared to Tottenham my entire life.
Happy New Year.
I'm almost unhappy.
Okay, this is the last question of this round. Open for both of you. Fidel is doing very well. Fidel, that is Castro.
Yep.
Said who on television after receiving a letter from the Cuban leader? And essentially, the Cuban leader said he wrote a letter to
Diego
him.
Diego Maradona.
It was Diego Maradona. Another terrific answer from Vishal. Of all people, he wrote an letter to Diego Maradona to tell the world that he is alive. Because if anything, you need God to tell you that somebody is alive to believe that they are actually alive. So he went ahead and did this on national television or in a television interview, and he said that Fidel would like you to believe that he's alive. I have got his letter here, and he actually showed the letter and the signature. Interesting how things go down in Cuba.
Well,
okay, we come to the anagram round now. Anagram round has 5 questions, and this is again open to everybody. You have to pounce onto it, and we'll go with one after the other. Okay. I'll give you obviously what the anagram is about to start with. The first one is about a manager who has been seeing a lot of yo-yo times lately, up one day, down the next. Did have a pretty decent night last night. No ethnic pot.
Last Pochettino. Name of
it's Pochettino is the right answer. That's a good answer from Karan.
Damn, no ethnic pot. Whoa.
So okay. It's no ethnic pot. The Spurs Argentine manager. There are too many Spurs questions now. Too many Spurs references today. I think we're going to cut down on that. Yes, people get the wrong idea about this quiz. Okay. The next one is the name of a club or a team who you could say have been crap lately, but suddenly, lastly, they have turned into ace. Crystal Palace is the right answer. Vishal gets that one right on the edge. Crap, lastly, ace, that's Crystal Palace. Alan Pardew working his magic there.
Yes.
All right. The next one is the name of a player. Again, we usually when we look at the name of a player, we're only looking for the last name.
Yep.
Name of somebody who's got his scoring touch back. So he might not have been okay before, but now... fine is Fellaini. Good answer from Karan. This round is going along quickly. 2 more questions and this is really close now. I think it's about 7 to 10. Okay, so Vishal probably has it locked up, but nonetheless, here we go. Name of a manager who you could say has a gold aura. Gold aura.
Guardiola.
Is Pep Guardiola. Vishal sealing this with that answer, but we will go into the last question. The last question is the name of a venue or the place.
Whether the it name has of the stadium? Or
The name of the stadium, yes.
Okay.
Not the team. And you could say, well, we don't know if it has a roof, but it anagrams to adults' roof.
It's a
slightly
roof.
Tricky one.
Oh, tough one.
No, not Turf Moor. Vishal loses a point on that, but Karan, you can have a shot at it.
Okay. I'm thinking of stadium names which have a lot of O's in it.
Well, here is the clue. The 2 O's are not in the same word. It's a 2-word
name.
And the O's appear once in each of the words.
Yeah. So I'm just looking.
It's an English team.
English team.
And an English venue. So it's adults' roof.
Oh, God.
I'm thinking. No.
We'll be surprised to know when
stadium
the answer
of
comes.
Light.
No, stadium of light should be 2.
Damn it, how did I get that?
It's 2 words, English team.
Loftus Road.
It is Loftus Road. Good answer there from Vishal. for the last one, who earns back the point. So I think we have a clear winner this time, and this is what happens when we leave the questions all open. Vishal sweeps it with a score of 12-7, so Karan will have to come back next time trying to do better on this quiz.
I'll have some gateway before.
I'm the angry Jose Mourinho this time. This is just not good enough. There was a conspiracy against me with Vijay on Karan's team. Not good enough.
So
I'm
this was so you come back with the perfect performance.
Yeah, well, the thing next, well, you see, the thing is, without Vijay's two answers, I would have still won because of the Simpson round.
I win.
So, we go back to announcing our new champion. That would be Vishal this week. And we come back next week with more soccer nonsense. And hopefully, Karan can try and wrest back his title that time. In the meantime, this is Tariq signing off from the Soccer Nonsense Quiz along with Karan.
See you guys.
And our champion, Vishal.
Hope United can score like me.